advertising.
Good morning, everybody. We're back with Solomon on Blast once again this week here on Power Talk Live in the Power Talk Live studios, where we apply the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of King Solomon to the confused culture we live in today. You can find us here every week, Saturday from 11 to 12. PowerTalkLive.com if you want to listen live, part of the overall Power Talk Live programs produced here. Following this one will be Jake Feinberg with the Jake Feinberg Show, so you don't want to miss that. He's always got great music, musical guests, interviews that just really dig in deep. But for today here, Solomon on Blast, you know, all of our past shows are available on our website, SolomonOnBlast.com. You can download it there in the MP3 file if you don't get a chance to listen. And like last week, my co-host Fred, Pastor Fred, is out, but he should be back next week. If you want to call in and participate in any of the discussions, the studio number 520-750-7456. Mike Roper, the producer, is here running the board and ready to answer the phones, so I appreciate that help from him. Last week we talked about Groundhog Day, the movie that is, and how life is very much like that. Well, with tomorrow being Mother's Day, I thought we would take a look at mothers and maybe parents in general and what Solomon has to say about it from Proverbs, and he does have quite a bit to say. But overall, probably the most famous aspect of parents and mothers is with regard to the fifth commandment that says we're supposed to honor our fathers and mothers, honor our parents. So there's a great video, 5-minute clip from Prager University that really outlines the whole aspect of what that commandment means. So we're going to play that. We'll come back and talk about it. Mike, you can cue that up for me. Go ahead.
The fifth of the Ten Commandments reads, honor your father and your mother. This commandment is so important that it is one of the only commandments in the entire Bible that gives a reason for observing it, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Many people read that part of the fifth commandment as a reward. But while it may be regarded as a reward, the fact remains that it is a reason. If you build a society in which children honor their parents, your society will long survive. And the corollary is, a society in which children do not honor their parents is doomed to self-destruction. In our time, this connection between honoring parents and maintaining civilization is not widely recognized. On the contrary, many of the best educated parents do not believe that their children need to show them honor, since honoring implies an authority figure, and that is a status many modern parents reject. In addition, many parents seek to be loved, not honored, by their children. Yet neither the Ten Commandments nor the Bible elsewhere commands us to love our parents. This is particularly striking, given that the Bible commands us to love our neighbor, to love God, and to love the stranger. The Bible understands that there will always be individuals who, for whatever reason, do not love a parent. Therefore, it does not demand what may be psychologically or emotionally impossible, but it does demand that we show honor to our parents. And it makes this demand only with regard to parents. There is no one else who the Bible commands us to honor. So then, why is honoring parents so important? Why does the Ten Commandments believe that society could not survive if this commandment were widely violated? One reason is that we as children need it. Parents may want to be honored, and they should want to be, but children need to honor parents. A father and a mother who are not honored are essentially adult peers of their children. They are not parents. No generation knows better than ours the terrible consequences of growing up without a father. Fatherless boys are far more likely to grow up and commit violent crime, mistreat women, and act out against society in every other way. Girls who do not have a father to honor, and hopefully to love as well, are more likely to seek the wrong men and to be promiscuous at an early age. Second, honoring parents is how nearly all of us come to recognize that there is a moral authority above us to whom we are morally accountable. And without this, we cannot create or maintain a moral society. Of course, for the Ten Commandments, the ultimate moral authority is God, who is therefore higher than even our parents. But it is very difficult to come to honor God without having had a parent, especially a father, to honor. Sigmund Freud, the father of psychiatry and an atheist, theorized that one's attitude towards one's father largely shaped one's attitude toward God. There's one more reason why honoring parents is fundamental to a good society. Honoring parents is the best antidote to totalitarianism. One of the first things totalitarian movements seek to do is to break the child-parent bond. A child's allegiance is shifted from parents to the state. Even in democratic societies, the larger the state becomes, the more it usurps the parental role. Finally, there are many ways to honor parents. The general rule is this: they get special treatment. Parents are unique, so they must be treated in a unique way. You don't talk to them in quite the same way you do anyone else. For example, you might use expletives when speaking to a friend, but you don't with a parent. You don't call them by their first name. And when you leave their home and make your own, you maintain contact with them. Having no contact with parents is the opposite of honoring them. And yes, we all recognize that some parents have behaved so cruelly, and I mean cruelly, not annoyingly, that one finds it morally impossible to honor them. There are such cases, but they are rare. And remember this: if your children see you honor your parents, no matter how difficult it may sometimes be, the chances are far greater that they will honor you. I'm Dennis Prager.
Join. All right, we're back here. And like I said, we're going to discuss a little bit on Mother's Day and then go through this video from Prager University on honoring the fifth commandment, on honoring your mother and father. So if you want to weigh in, like I said, you can give us a call. We'll be back right after we take this quick break for more discussion here on Solomon on Blast, Power Talk Live. Okay, we're back with more Solomon on Blast here on Power Talk Live. And we're talking about honoring your parents with the fact that it's Mother's Day tomorrow. And Solomon right at the beginning of Proverbs says the same thing as what we just heard with regards to the fifth commandment of honoring it. He says, my son, hear the instruction of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother, with the law being those commandments. And that really was the premise for the first Mother's Day, or the whole idea behind Mother's Day here in this country. It's turned 100 years, history of Mother's Day a little over 100 years ago. But it was actually more founded for the fact that there were a lot of women that were mourning the loss of their sons and husbands after the Civil War. And it was geared towards working for peace in the country. And the person that actually started it was a lady by the name of Ann Reeves Jarvis. That was actually back in the 1850s in West Virginia. And her daughter, Anna Jarvis, was the one that really worked to develop this whole idea of Mother's Day in order to honor her mother, who had done so much work in trying to help out, the people that were mourning and suffering from the loss of their sons and husbands during the Civil War. So she put together a campaign to get a National Mother's Day. And she did this after her mother had died in 1905. And she started by getting together families at events in her own hometown in West Virginia. And that was at a church that's still there. It's in Grafton, West Virginia. And it was through her efforts that it actually became observed in a lot of other cities and states until President Woodrow Wilson officially made the second Sunday in May Mother's Day, and that was in 1914. And for Anna Jarvis, it was a day where you'd go home to spend time with your mother and thank her for all that she did. And what ended up happening was it wasn't really to celebrate all mothers. It was to celebrate the best mother you've ever known, your mother, as a son or daughter. And that's why she stressed that it was really Mother's Day, mother apostrophe S, rather than, which is a singular, which means it is that mother's specific day, rather than the plural, which I think we have a tendency to see it as now, which is Mother's Day in All Mother's Day. But it was really designed to be that day for your mother, and you were supposed to honor your mother at that point in time. Well, the thing was, her success in getting Mother's Day made a national holiday actually, in her eyes, turned out to be a failure. And the reason that is because her idea of an intimate Mother's Day became commercialized. And it became a gold mine centered on buying and giving flowers, candies, and greeting cards to mothers. And that development really bothered her. And so she set about dedicating herself and her sizable inheritance that she had to actually returning Mother's Day to its roots rather than where it had gone, which was to become very, very commercialized. She incorporated herself as Mother's Day International Association and tried to retain a lot of control for the holiday. She actually organized boycotts. She threatened lawsuits. And at one point, she even attacked First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt for using Mother's Day to raise funds for charities. And one of the things, with Mother's Day, people buy candy, for their mothers. In 1923, she actually crashed a convention of confectioners in Philadelphia and created a lot of protests there. At one point, she was actually arrested for her attempts to reform Mother's Day back to what she considered it to be the right configuration. And in the end, she so resented everything that she spent all of her money. And in 1948, she died at 84 years of age, penniless, and in a sanitarium in a state of dementia for all of her efforts in creating and then trying to actually get Mother's Day taken off as a national holiday. So she, her whole goal initially was the point of the fifth commandment, which was to honor the mother and father. And in the end, she ruined her life. She never actually ended up marrying. She never had any kids, so she never became a mother herself. She dedicated her whole life to just trying to retract everything she had put in place to get Mother's Day in place. And so it's kind of ironic that we have this holiday that the founder of was so adamantly against once it became so commercialized. But what I do like about the video that Prager put together was, you know, the commandment is that we're supposed to honor our mother and father, and so that we have a good life. And like he said in the video, a lot, most of the time that is really considered to be a benefit to us, a personal reward that we get by honoring our parents. But the fact that he pointed out is it really isn't a personal reward or a promise to us, but instead it's a reason to do it. And the reason is that there is a significant effect on society when children honor their parents, as the commandment says. And in that video, he said that when you don't honor your parents, you really end up with a society that is doomed for self-destruction. And Solomon says a very similar thing in Proverbs 30:11. He says, there is a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother. And then he follows that up with an actual consequence, the result of what you see when that happens. When a generation curses its father and does not bless its mother, it goes on to say, there's a generation that's pure in its own eyes and yet is not washed from its filthiness. There's a generation that has lofty eyes, their eyelids are lifted up, their teeth are like swords, their fangs are like knives, to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. So Solomon says the same thing. When you have a situation where a generation does not honor its parents, curses its father, and does not bless its mother, you see a generation who has no respect for the rest of society. They are more than willing to, as he says in there, devour the poor from off the earth. And I think at times we see that happening more and more. And unfortunately, like he said, society can't survive that. That we really need to be able to understand the ultimate consequences to not honoring our mother and father. And it's not only really, like I said, a lot of times a personal reward, but it's a reason because of the fact that it impacts the society in which we live so greatly. And he goes on to really explain that children need to be able to honor their parents because it affects them in the long term and affects, like I say, society significantly, that children then grow up in a situation where they don't understand that there is authority in place. And there's actually a long-term study that had been put in place with graduates of Harvard University. And the studies talked about and discussed in a book put out by the man that's actually done, was the one that instituted the study, by the name of George Valiant. And the study, or the book, is called The Triumphs of Experience, The Men of the Harvard Grant Study. And in that study, they looked at men from basically 1938 and on forward to the present day. So, like I say, it's one of the longest term studies that's been done with regards to the impact. What is it that really allows somebody to achieve success, or what are the real basic impacts on their life that allow them to have, in the end, a life that's worthwhile and a society that is worth living in? And there's a lot of questions that he asked in that study, but one of the key pieces of it was that a loving childhood was the significant factor in developing independence and resilience in these men's lives throughout their entire life. The Grant study found that abundant family love, when coupled with an emphasis on the autonomy and initiative, actually produced the most stoical or resilient and independent men, and they were able to be comfortable with the situation they were in. They could put their trust in the life that they had, and gave them the courage to go out and face life. So the biggest aspect of that was the parents and the influence of the mother. So we'll continue going through more of the idea of honoring our parents in light of the upcoming Mother's Day. We'll come back after these quick breaks and discuss more here on Solomon on Blast, Power Talk Live. We'll be right back. Here on Power Talk Live. You can listen to us, powertalklive.com, every week. We're talking about Mother's Day and more specifically, really, the fifth commandment, honoring your mother and father. And one of the aspects of it, like I was talking about before the break, is that this long-term study that was done out of Harvard that followed a number of men that went to Harvard starting back in 1938 one of the things they found out was they looked at the men's lives over a significant amount of time. Most of these men are now in their 80s, so we're talking 60 years in some cases with regards to how long they continued to monitor and get information on their life situation. And the outcome of the men's lives were analyzed and compared to a specific set of criteria. And that criteria was things like, was the home atmosphere warm and stable when they grew up? Were the boys' relationships with their father warm and encouraging? Was their relationship with their mother warm and encouraging? And would the person have wished to grow up in that home environment? And was the particular person close to at least one other sibling? So when they looked at that set of criteria, they found out that the effects of childhood last a long time. And a warm childhood provided a much stronger predictor of many aspects of a man's flourishing later in life, including his overall contentment in his late 70s, than either his parents' social class or his own income. So the effects were much, much longer term than they had anticipated with regards to what kind of environment they had when they grew up. And they were particularly striking, it says, when men with the warmest childhood, those who were dubbed what they called the cherished, were compared with those in the bottom tenth of the group who were called the loveless. And here's some of the statistics that came out of that. The cherished made 50% more money than the loveless. The cherished were 5 times more likely to enjoy rich friendships and warm social supports at age 70. The loveless were 3.5 times more likely to be diagnosed as mentally ill, which included serious depression, abuse of drugs and alcohol, and need for extended psychiatric care. The loveless were 5 times more likely to be unusually anxious, and the loveless took more prescription drugs of all kinds and were twice as likely to seek medical attention for minor physical complaints. So a loving, supporting mother was a significant factor in these children's, in these men's lives, even all the way up into their 70s and 80s. So we see that honoring parents is a significant aspect, and having those loving parents, that the impact on ourselves over the long term is very significant. Now, one of the things that the video talked about was the fact that really, not only do children need it from an emotional aspect with regards to honoring parents, but they also need that ability to understand that there is authority. And so we need that authority aspect from our parents. And when we honor them, we show that they are in authority. Like he said in the video, when there is no authority, no honor towards parents, then parents become basically peers, and you don't end up with that same situation where there's long-term positive effects. And the other aspect of it is that children don't understand that there's a hierarchy of authority in life no matter where you go. If they don't learn that in honoring their parents, that authority view of life goes out the window. And you can see what happens when people don't believe that there's authority figures in their life. They're willing to do and will do anything they want to satisfy their own agendas. And we see that even in the school systems today, that kids do not believe that there's an authority figure in the classrooms. I was talking with a teacher last night, and she said that her viewpoint was that for middle school, they should, one of the solutions to the problems, because middle school really is one of the worst environments in our public schools because of the fact that kids are coming of age, they're in puberty, their adolescence, and they're beginning to feel that ability to be self-directed. And when there is no authority figure there, they'll do anything. They'll try and get away with anything. They'll say anything. They have no respect for the teachers. And her response to that was, what we really need to do is, in the middle school environment, is to change so that all the teachers in middle schools are men. That was her belief, that in order to really control especially these kids, especially the boys, that you had to take and replace the women teachers with male teachers, with men. And then there would be a better view of authority within those classrooms, and hopefully that would help control these kids, because in the situation where a lot of these kids are coming out of single-parent homes where there is no father and only a mother, they're not getting the authoritarian view of life, and they're not having the discipline put in place, and they don't honor their parents. They're not honoring their mother. They don't have a father figure to direct their lives, and so they get out of control in these classrooms and do whatever they want. And so that's what Prager's talking about in this video, is that until they understand that there's authority, there is no control, and you end up with the long-term effects of a society, like he said, that's doomed for self-destruction. And what you really end up with is an immoral society. You have no morals in place in society when you don't see the aspect that there needs to be and always will be a hierarchy of authority. These children think that there is no authority and they can do whatever they want, but in reality, when they get out into the real world, there's going to be authority there, whether it's from the boss that you're working for in your job, whether it's the prison guard that is telling you what to do every moment of the day when you just, you know, you end up in a situation where if you don't think there's any authority, you can get away with anything. Most of the time, that's where the criminal element comes from, is those that have no consideration for authority, and they end up in a situation where they're under even more authority than they could even imagine existed. And I think that's part of what he's talking about. You lose that moral society, and anything goes, and anybody can do anything they want at any point in time. So very, very clear that the aspect of authority is important and comes into significant play when you start looking at honoring your parents. Without that honor, there is no authority. So we're going to take another quick break, and we'll come back and finish up on the last segment here on Solomon on Blast. More discussion on honoring your parents, the fifth commandment, honoring your mother for Mother's Day tomorrow, and see what happens when there is no authority, as Dennis talked about in that video. What are some of the circumstances? We'll be right back. She said, that ain't the way to
open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking about scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to go. Oh Lord, Mama told me not to go. She said, radio is blasting, someone's knocking on the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend, she's passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. I don't know what it is, somebody shut that door.
They told me not to go. Ooh, Lord, they told me not to go.
All right, we're back here on Solomon on Blast, Power Talk Live, talking about honoring our parents, and especially mothers, in light of Mother's Day. And one of the other aspects of the Prager video with regards to the fifth commandment and honoring our parents, he said, was honoring our parents without that, you end up, especially in a society where there are no morals, it leads to, in a lot of cases, a government control of things. He made the comment that totalitarianism was a significant aspect of those, of a society where one of the, how does totalitarianism really take over society? And it was done by breaking the bond between the parent and the child. So if you can disconnect the child from the parent and not have that belief system that there needs to be an honor to the parents, then you can take a society from the people and turn it into a totalitarian situation. And I think if you really look at history and understand what Hitler did, that was a big part of his methodology for being able to take over that country and rise to the power that he did. The Hitler Youth Movement was a huge aspect to bringing people into the overall aspect of what Hitler wanted to do, which was take over the world. And history shows that when the children were more than willing to actually rat out their parents if they spoke out against it, that's where the ability to control society came from. And in the video, Prager says that even in a democratic society, this same thing can happen. And we see that today. When there is a bigger government in place, there's a much, much smaller influence from parents. And in a society like we have today, where we have a lot of single parents, actually, the numbers are pretty scary. It's up in the 40 percentile bracket. 40% of births in this country today are to single parents. So that's a pretty high number where there isn't a father figure in place to help support and put together a moral basis for the families. And we see the bigger government coming into play in order to take over the parents' role here. And that's why over half of the country is on some kind of entitlement program. We see all the problems associated with single mothers and the aspect that, you know, if they can't support themselves, they look to the government to do that. And in a democratic society, that bigger government becomes bigger and bigger when they understand that they have a control over the relationships with parents and children when there isn't the aspect of honoring your parents. Now, the other thing that Prager talked about was that if you honor your parents, then your children will see that and reciprocate in their life. Because, you know, eventually we get old and somebody's going to have to take care of us. Now, if the expectation is that the government's going to do that, which is in a lot of cases where we're at, I think that further shows that when you don't have that system for children honoring parents, they have no consideration to have to take care of their parents. And even Solomon talks about it when he says in Proverbs, he says that you should listen to your father who begot you and do not despise your mother when she is old. And so he's addressing that same issue that we have to continue to honor all the way through their lives, no matter what. And I think when you don't have that situation, you end up with what we see happening in our world today, which is that people despise the older generation. You know, they dismiss them, and we see a lot of situations where they're neglected, and a lot of these older people are ending up in nursing homes, and you see a lot of problems related to that. And I think a big part of that is that we've lost that ability to understand that, hey, we as children, we need to honor our parents, because eventually we're going to get old and have to have them take care of us, just like happens when, you know, anybody's older. So the role becomes reversed, where you have to be the parent and really understand that you're going to have to honor your parents by taking care of them. That role reversal comes into play. And as parents ourselves, we want our children to honor us, to show us respect. It makes life a lot easier than having to deal with unruly and disrespectful kids. So throughout our whole life, we see it from both sides of the equation, and you would think that in seeing it that way, that there would be a trend towards understanding and following that commandment. But I think, like I said, the big part of the problem in our society today, the culture today, is that I don't have to worry about that. The government will take care of them, and I don't have to be the one that's going to be responsible for them. So it becomes a big problem when children aren't honoring their parents the way the commandment says. We end up with situations where nobody wants to take care of the older people, and in reality, the selfishness of people, they don't want to take care of their own kids. So that's why we have the public education system we do, because it becomes the babysitter for our children, and we want the government to take care of people at both ends of the spectrum. Let them take care of the old people. Let them take care of the young people. Let me just do what I want to do in my environment and not have to worry about having that relationship that is essential to building a solid and long-lasting society. So I appreciate everybody listening. We're coming up on the end of the show here today. And like I said, next week we should have my co-host, Pastor Fred, back. And it will be somewhat of a unique and special show. I think we are coming up on our second year anniversary next show. So we appreciate everybody listening every week, and we appreciate those that continue to respond and give us ideas and input for the show. So don't take all the pressure of one day, Mother's Day, in your life. Honor your parents, honor your mother every day, and it takes off a lot of that pressure of having to do something on Mother's Day. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't do something on Mother's Day to help. It's just that if we take the viewpoint that we honor them every day, then we don't have the pressure and the commercialization that was so prevalent and continues to be with regards to Mother's Day. So if we keep thinking wisely, then we'll do the right thing. And until next week, that's what you should be doing, honoring your parents and thinking wisely. We'll be back next week, Solomon on Blast. What a drag it is getting old.
different.